Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and on today's episode we are interviewing Pagan Hollis, a scare actress who's worked at a whole number of events including Orton Tower Scare Fest, Extreme Scream Park, Scream Camp, The Retreat, lots of different style of events of scare. So we thought let's get her onto the Scare Track Podcast and talk all about her time in scaring whilst we celebrate Scare Actors Week. Now unfortunately due to COVID-19 it seems that more and more attractions are unfortunately cancelling for this year, meaning a lot of you listeners won't have your usual acting gigs this season. Now we know lots of different ingredients go into making these fantastic immersive theatrical scare attractions. They're insane, we love them, it's why we do what we do. We know there's designers, we know there's builders, technicians, writers, creative directors, techies, loads of different ingredients go into making these attractions, but the cherry on the top really are the scare actors, and that's you guys. A huge thank you to what you do, and unfortunately this year you're going to have a far quieter October. So to celebrate the art form of scare acting and to basically give a big thank you to you guys who scare us season in, season out, you're bruised, you're battered, you're knackered, we are dedicating this entire week to you guys. This is Scare Actors Week on the Scare Track Podcast, which means we've got an episode each and every night with a different scare actor. Also, we're going to be doing loads of stuff on our social media pages, so join us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Join us on our open discussions on our Facebook page. Maybe we can do some Instagram lives together. Just send us a message and tell us how you'd like to be involved. But for now, without any further ado, let's chat to Pagan Hollis, scare actress.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, folks, so welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am here with Pagan Hollis, a scare actress. Pagan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad, thanks. We are here behind the scenes of The Retreat, like our previous few episodes that have gone out as well, so make sure you check that out. We love the team behind The Retreat, the team behind Scream Camp, of course. But we wanted to talk to you because this isn't all you've done. You've done lots of other scare acting as well in the past. So I want to know how you became a scare actress, what got you into it, and where did you all start?
Well, originally I started with Events to Scare, and a local Nottingham place, can't remember the name of the film, but I'll think of that. Case Files. I think that's still in production at the minute, so I'm not sure when that's out. And then me and a friend decided to apply for Alton Towers Scarefest, and yeah, it went from there really. I did that for 4 years, Extreme Scream for one.
Wow.
And then Scream Camp and The Retreat.
Yeah, excellent. That's what we find with scare actors in the UK. Once you get the bug for one attraction, you want to try more and you want to go elsewhere. Then you find other parks or more friends and things like that. So you obviously work with Events to Scare to start with, who are still doing events now as well, which is great. And then, so you went straight into theme parks straight after that with Orton Towers.
Yeah, so the timing was just perfect, really. They were advertising for scare actors, and I started off at Terror of the Towers, which is no longer there at the minute. They might bring back another formation of it. Obviously, they've got the attic at the minute.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was there for 2 years, went to Extreme, and then was in Skin last year. And then hopefully this year back at Towers. If not, there's the retreat to do. So
of course, yeah, absolutely. You're working at The Retreat, and we're going to scare some people in about an hour, which is always fun.
obviously always fun.
Totally, totally. So you've worked in lots of different attractions at Orton Towers. How did you find sort of, obviously you've worked at Extreme, you worked here now at The Retreat and Scream Camp, which are more independent. Mm-hmm. What's it like working, I've only ever worked with independents myself when I've been a scare actor, but what was it like working for Merlin and such a big company such as Orton Towers?
I can't fault them for their training. They accept anyone, new people, seasoned people. Everyone gets the same amount of training, the same amount of care and attention just to make sure that their attractions are done in the correct way, in the safe way. And everyone enjoys it. Everyone has fun. They have such a good group mentality. You know, you are one team.
Yeah.
There isn't any segregation or anything like that. You know, if you're a newbie, if you're seasoned, you're all in the same pot. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. And what's your favourite attraction you've worked in at Towers?
Oh, at Towers, I loved Terror of the Towers because it was my first scare attraction. But Skin, the characters, the costumes, the set, the smells.
Of course,
So much fun. So
Ortonville Mind Tours, Legend of the Skin Snatchers. What was it like working with, obviously we're great fans of the Haunted Lantern team who mm-hmm. created the light, and if anyone hasn't been through the attraction, basically you put on a helmet and it has a light on top that sort of flashes when it's supposed to flash. It goes off. Was it harder to work with those, or do you sort of get used to the sequences they're going to be in each room? What was it like working with those?
When you do work, obviously we rotate throughout the maze and the days depending on what day you want to go in where. Mm-hmm. You do learn how you can see guests coming through with either the lantern, we'll be obviously have to listen for them, mm-hmm. or if it goes flashing, you're like, right, I need to time this right. So in some areas, the lights will go dark just when you're about to scare, so you learn to time your scares with the lights going down and then coming straight back up, which means you can move really fast when it's dark, and they're like, oh, this room's empty, and then boom, there's a face there.
Excellent. Yeah. So actually, rather than hindering you as an actress, it helps you and it makes the scare even more impactful.
Definitely.
Awesome, awesome. And you've worked at Extreme as well. What attraction did you work at Extreme?
That was Hoodoo Voodoo. It was its second year and it still got put up for award the next year.
Woo-hoo. I was going to say, I think its second year was its best year. I'm not just saying that to you now, but if people want to check out our scare cam episodes from that, we on YouTube, we actually said, I think, Hoodoo Voodoo 2018?
2018,
yeah. Yeah, it was definitely, it was best year. And yeah, it went up for an award as well. What was it like working, again, you've worked in quite different types of attractions, whether it be the quote-unquote normal style with Terror of the Towers, mm-hmm. you've worked with the Haunted Lantern, you've also now worked in a hooded maze as mm-hmm. well. What was it like? Obviously, it's got to have a different vibe when it comes to scaring when they're wearing hood. So what was that like in Hoodoo Voodoo?
Well, obviously, the first section is hooded, then leads into an unhooded section. The mm-hmm. hooded section, I'd say it's both easy and hard, because it's easier because you've not got people looking at you. You don't have to worry about your physicality as such. Yeah. It's more making sure that all their other senses are engaged. So smell, touch, mostly touch. If Extreme has done anything well, it's making sure that they have a range of feelings when they're going through the hooded section.
Definitely.
I did start out acting in it in the laser room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very fun room to work with. And I was privileged enough to become show captain.
Nice.
Along with another gentleman on the show. And it was so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, it's a quality attraction, Hoodoo Voodoo. Like I said, that year was so, so cool.
The accents as well, just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good point. You've had to put on different accents. Like, considering you've worked at a handful of attractions, they have been very, very different.
Very diverse,
especially with the accents of the Hoodoo Voodoo style. Yes. And now, obviously,
Skin Snatchers
is very... I can't do it myself. And now, most recently, obviously, last year, you terrorised me during Scream Camp, which is the UK's only overnight 10-hour scare experience. Mm-hmm. What was it like with the endurance of that? Obviously, scare attractions, you're in there for a good, 4, 5, 6 hours, mm-hmm. granted, but I'm sure you can have breaks in between and whatnot.
Exactly.
What was it like doing a full 10-hour overnight experience? The endurance has got to be totally different.
Definitely. Lots of energy. Actually, we've rarely got time for energy drinks. Obviously, we rotated sometimes who took who out of camp, but that hill, you know, the guests, you hear the guests complaining up and down, you're there stood next to them, like, I'll tell you something about the damn hill if you want to hear something.
Yeah, I bet your calves are killing at the end of the
show. Hey, I've got killer calves now.
Killer calves, yeah. But it is a great event. It's not an extreme event as such, but it's something that's more intense. Is that something that you were quite excited about? The fact that this was, you're going to be doing spoilers, and you might know this, guys, but you are going to be putting people in boxes underground. You are going to be tying people up in barns. So was it quite cool to be able to do something that not quite extreme per se, but that little bit more intense?
Definitely not an extreme event. I would obviously describe it as a full contact event, not necessarily aggressive, but full contact. As long as, obviously, Callum gave us training on how to handle guests, make sure they're not hurt, mm-hmm. but they are moved where we need them to move at the right time. It was a lot more fun because you had more freedom to basically take the guests through the experience that you want to take them through rather than wander where they want to wander.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it was a really, really good event. It was crazy, mad, tiring, but yeah, definitely lots of fun. And now, obviously, we're doing the retreat, and I got to do night one, which was great. And now I'm behind the scenes scaring with you guys. Such a different vibe of an event, isn't it? But it's so unique and different. I'm loving it. I'm guessing you're just the same and having a blast too.
I'd say definitely Scream Camp is more of an in-your-face explosive event, whereas the retreat is a lot more of a, not a slow burner, but the intensity creeps up on you. And then before you know it, you realise what's happening. Exactly, you realise what's happening. You're like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, madness. Intense. Yeah, big time. And anyone listening to this who's listened to our podcast on the retreat will know that I screamed quite a lot. And yeah, you're right. It's not, slow burner isn't the word. It's more of a, you don't realise it's crept up on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like when you're watching a horror film and you're like, oh, this isn't scary. Then you feel yourself tensing up. You're like, why am I tense? Yeah. Oh, wait, this is why.
Yes, yeah. That's a good way of putting it, actually. Definitely, definitely. And this year, you are back at Alton Towers for Scarefest?
Hopefully. I'm not sure yet. I'll hear about that in the next 2 or 3 weeks or so. Fingers crossed. If not, obviously, a lot of attractions are struggling to open this year because of the virus. So we'll have to see what's out there closer to the date, really.
Yeah, definitely. So fingers crossed we'll see you at Alton Towers. If not, I'm sure we'll see you somewhere scaring. And I'll see you at the retreat when we scare people tonight.
Yeah, see you shortly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Pagan for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast. And once again, like every episode this week, this was recorded live on location behind the scenes at the retreat. So thank you to everyone who took time out of rehearsals to do a little interview with me. But thank you to Pagan for coming on. And thank you to you guys for listening to this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. I hope you're enjoying Scare Actors Week. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, just let us know how you want to be involved. Whether you want to join us here on Scaretrack Podcast, whether you want to do some Instagram lives together, it'd be awesome just to discuss scare acting, its art form, and what you guys have been up to and what you're really going to miss this season. Who knows, maybe the event near you is going ahead this season, and if it is, get there, get acting your socks off. We'll be there supporting and celebrating Halloween like we always do. But to everyone else, sit tight, because 2021 will soon come round. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Like I said, just search for Scaretrack on all the social media pages. You can find all the podcasts, scare cams, coaster track, our merchandise, all on our website in one place, www.scaretrack.co.uk. Other than that, we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, folks.